But the Masechta, of course, doesn't end without a raid bite. So just one ha'ara to put a little bit of a siyum of the raid bites as it relates to Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And that is, so the topic of the last several dafin of the Masechta was the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. That's the mitzvah of the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Now we saw that midday Raisa, really, you only have to blow 9 tkiyas. What's the cheshmin of 9? So it's learned out from Yovel, it's learned out from the Midbar, but it's 3 sets of tkiyah, trua, and tkiyah. So really, midday Raisa, it's shalosh, shel shalosh, shalosh, and by doing that, you'd be yoitza, your mitzvah of tkiyah shayfer. We saw the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara said that Iskin Rabavo Bekisri. Rabavo made a takana in Kisri that you shouldn't blow only 9 tkiyos, but rather you should blow 30 tkiyos. And the Gemara said that the cheshbon of Rabavo is because the Torah says that you're supposed to blow a trua. And there was a suffix what exactly the trua is. The targum on the word trua is yevava. And there was a shaila, what does yevava mean? We find the word Yevava by Ime de Sisra, Ba'ada Chaloi Nishkeva, Nishkeva, Vatiyavev Eim Sisra. And the Gemara, it's not that maybe it's Genuche Ganach, it means to make a deep groan, what we know as a Shvarim. Umar Sava Yulu Le'yolo, maybe it means to cry, what we know as the Trua. Rabbi Vol said there was a third Tzad that Chazal had, that maybe it's actually a Shvarim Trua. It's Genuche Ganach and then Yulu Le'yolo. There was no Tzad that it's a Trua Shvarim. But there were 3 possibilities, said Rabbi Vol, of what the Trua might mean. It might be a Shvarim, it might be a Trua, it might be a Shvarim Trua. Now, midday, right? So you have to get the Trua right. You have no Tkiyah, we know what it is. But the Shvarim Trua, you have no choice. You have to get it right. So what do you have to do in order to fulfill the mitzvah day right? So you can't just blow 9. You would have to do 30. Why 30? Because you need 3 sets, and each set is going to be made up of a tkiyah, shvarim tkiyah, tkiyah, trua tkiyah, and tkiyah, shvarim trua tkiyah. So each set's going to be made up of 10. 10 times 3. That's how you're going to have 30. We learned another Gemara on Daf Hezayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama toiken umirin kishahim yoishvin, ve toiken umirin kishahim oimdim. Why is it that there are 2 sets of tkiyas? We blow shofar kishahim yoishvin, we blow shofar kishahim oimdim, and Rabbi Yitzchak gave the famous reason, kidei la'arve vasotan. The reason is to tzemish the satan. What does it mean, tzemish the satan? Rashi said that when the satan sees how much the yidden love mitzvahs, mistat min varv, he doesn't know what to say. We mentioned the epic hafla. That hafla said it's because when a yid does tshuva me'ahavas, doinus nas and tzchuyas. So now you just threw the satan for a loop. Here the satan wants to be mastered. It's Rosh Hashanah. He gets paid to prosecute. So he wants to go and he wants to tell Hashem, all the averus that the Yidden did. The problem is he sees the chavivus they have for the mitzvahs. Kishne yishme Yisrael mechavim menas ha-mitzvahs. He says, uh-oh, they might be doing tshuva. And if they do tshuva, it's tshuva me'ahava. So it comes out that all the averus that I'm dumping on them right now is going to end up being grace of mitzvahs. And mistat mipash doesn't know what to do. He gets lost. That's from the flaws that the Aruch said, that it's related more to the vahoye bayoy mahu yitoka b'shoifer gadol u'bila ha-maves la-netzach. And that's what he thinks. He thinks the first shoifer that be mekayim the mitzvah tkiyah shoifer. What's the second set of tkiyah? So it's Ma'arv of the Satan, it confuses him, whatever this means, above our pay grade. And because it's Ma'arv of the Satan, so therefore he doesn't know what to do. But the Gemara is Mavur, that even though Midday Reis it's 9, Rabbi Vol said 30, we do 2 sets. So what do? 60. The problem is, we don't blow 60 tkiyas. We blow 100 tkiyas. So the question is, what's the Makar to 100? Again, we learned every single Gemara by Ezra Hashem and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Where was it? Where do you see 100? 9, yeah, that we saw, 3 sets of 3. 30, that was Rabbi Vo. 2 sets of 30, okay, we're holding Cheshmin. So we got to 60. But how do you go from 60 to 100? So the truth is, the Makar is in Tosfos. It's in the long Tosfos, and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Hafachba Vafachba the Kulaba in that Tosfos. And Tosfos over there, it's the 4th wide line. Quotes from the Aruch. Ba'aruch Pirish. The Aruch says that there was an idea to blow 100 kiyos. And you know why you blow 100 kiyos? Quote, Kineged mea payos de paya ima de Sisra. It's because Chazal had a Masaira that when Sisra's mother was looking out the window, waiting to see where Sisra was, this is her child, and she's looking for him, and she realized that he had been defeated in war, that her mighty son had lost the battle and died. So she started crying. Vatiyabev. And you know what the Vatiyabev was? It was 100 cries. And connected the 100 cries of Imid Sisra, when we blow Shofar, we blow 100 truas. 100 cries. Tkiya, trua, tkiya. The ganze meise zusammen. What does it end up being? It ends up being 100. It's a fascinating thing. We saw in the Gemara already that there's a connection between Tkiya Shofar and Imid Sisra. Right? The Gemara didn't know what a true is. So the Gemara said, look at the Targum. What Targum Unkelis say? B'shem, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, it says in Targum Unkelis, Yevava. What's Yevava? We find it one place in Chazal. It's in Pasuk. Vatiyabev, Imid Sisra. So you find that Lashon of Vatiyabev by the mother of Sisra. Okay, so that's just the Maramokim. You want to know how you know what Yevava means? We learn it from the mom of Sisra. It doesn't mean that there's any intrinsic connection between Sisra's mother and Tkiya Shofar. Of course not. Just because we learn a Sif Katan from it, it's an important Sif Katan, but you can't necessarily get excited. But this Tosfos is intense. It's taking it to another level. We blow 100 Tkiyas because Sisra's mother blew 100 Tkiyas? Ma inyan imid the Sisra le Tkiya Shofar. It's a Medrash Pliya. And it's the basis for our minig that we blow 100 Tkiyas. L'chura tzarech bir. The truth is, the Avudran, one of the Rishonim, when he discusses the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, and this is in Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, Perek Chav Hei Sif Katan Chav Beis. So he says, quote, V'oimer b'medrash, to state in medrash, Sheberosh Hashanah nekad Yitzchak al Gabi Mizbeach. Then on Rosh Hashanah, Yitzchak was nekad al Gabi Mizbeach. That the Akedah happened on Rosh Hashanah. Now we've spoken out in the past that the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. But the truth is, there's a machloikis between the medrashim. When exactly did the Akedah happen? Did it happen on Rosh Hashanah or did it happen on Yom Kippur? So the Avudram quotes a Chazal, it's the Zohar HaKadosh and other midrashim, that the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah. Shama Sari Imenu. Sari Imenu heard about the Akedah. Vatizak. And when she heard about it, she yelled. Vatiyabev. Vatiyalel. Valkein Omer HaKosov. Says the Avudram, state in Medrash, that it's for that reason the Pasuk says, Yom Trua Yilochem. Umetargim. What's the Targim of Yom Trua? Yom Yevava. Kidei Sheyizkolonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yilol Asari Imenu V'Yichapilon. The Avudram quotes a Medrash that says that the reason we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is so that the Eved should remember the Akedah. We knew that already. That's why it's a Shofar Shalayel, and there's a lot of connection between Tkiya Shofar and between the Akedah. But the Avudram says a Davar Chadash, that the whole Heftz of the Tkiya is in Zecha to the Akedah. Where was there a Tkiya by the Akedah? Because when Sari Menu heard about what happened, the Pasuk says, Vatizak, Vatiyabe, Vatiyalel, Azoy Shtein Medrash. And when did that happen? When was the Akedah? Akedah was in Rosh Hashanah. So, no, because the Akedah was in Rosh Hashanah. That's what happened on Rosh Hashanah. That's why Rosh Hashanah goes down in history as a Yom Teruah, because it's also the Yom Adin. And by remembering what Sari did, that would be a good way to remember the Schus of the Akedah. Now, this Medrash that the Avudram quotes really is a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the specific medrash that he's referring to. It's in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it's Perek Lamed Beis. Just a few lines in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Kishaba Avram Meharam Meiria, Chara Apo Yishol Samoel. When Avram Avidu came from Haram Meiria, so Samoel, that's the Samach Mem, Sari Shalesov. The Satan was very, very disappointed. Chara Apo, he was really angry. Avram somehow managed to get him. Because he tried very hard, Kiyodua, to get Avram Avinu not to do the Akedah, and he was unsuccessful. Me'asa, what did he do? This was his last chance. Halach va'amal l'sara. He went to Sara, and he said, Yisara, lo shamat, masha nasa ba'ilam. Do you know what's going on in the world? I have no idea. Sara's in her aisle. She's in her tent. She doesn't know what's going on. Amalo, he told her, lokach ishe chazak, and your old husband took lanar, your child, li yitzchak v'kriva l'ayla, and he brought him as an ayla. V'anar boicha u'miyalo shloyach l'inatza, and the child was screaming because he was trying to get free, but he had no way of getting free. Miyad, when Sara heard that, hischila boicha mi'alelas, she started crying. Bachsa sholosh bechiyos, she cried three bechiyos. Says Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, keneged sholosh tkiyos. Keneged the three tkiyos. Sholosh yilalois, and then she had three yilalois. Keneged sholosh yavavois. Keneged the three yavavois. Uparcha nishmasa v'meisa. That's exactly how she died. Sari Menu died with a tkiya and a trua. This is the medrash that the Avudram is referring to. That you see, number one, the Akedah all played out on Rosh Hashanah, and that there's some inherent connection between the crying of Sarah and between the truos and the tkiyos that we have on Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos said, and really it's a little mashma that way in our Gemara, that there's a connection between tkiyos shofar and imed de sisra. It's mavu in this Avud Ram, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that there's a connection between tkiyos shofar and sori imenu, imed de Yitzchak. So what does tkiyos shofar have to do with the mama? Poshup shat. What does it have to do with imed de sisra? And what does it have to do with sori imenu? L'chaira, it's very, very sasam. But there's another thing that I think is very, very tzarech bir. It was bothering me very much. And that is, we want to be masked the schus of the akeda. So what do? We take a shofar and we recreate Sari Imenu's reaction when she heard about the akeda. So Sari heard about the akeda from the Satan. It was all a bilbil. It wasn't true. But what happened? Bachsa. And she started being Baicha. Vatiyabe. Vatiyalel. All the sprach. All the L'shoinus that you find in the sugi is related to Tkiyah Shofar. So we want to recreate that by the Tkiyah Shofar. That's what Tkiyah Shofar is. We're remembering Sari Menu's reaction. Why? S'chus ha'akeda. K'dei she'yizkalonu ha'kadosh baruch hu yilol ha'sari imenu v'yichapelonu. As I state in Avod Ram. It's a pella. What's the s'chus? It's a s'chus that Sari Menu heard about the akeda and then she died? What's the s'chus? Avram Yitzchok s'chus, I understand. Abavas k'vein Sari s'chus. This is a schus? Sounds like a makatrik, maybe. That she heard about it, she cried, she couldn't handle it, and literally barcha nishmasa. But I think the pshat is based on something that my son, Naftali, said and told me 2 weeks ago. It was his chiddush, and I think it's a dover emes. He said that he was learning the parsha, and it bothered him. Avram Avinu was willing to take his son Yitzchak and to be makriv him on the akeda. Yait, kachnos binchas yechidcha asher ahavto. The Lakim Nisas Avram was a very big Nisayin, but Avram Avinu was ready to be Omid bin Nisayin. Yitzchak himself, Vayelchu Shneim Yachtov, Chazal say Besimcha, Beishim Vadas. Yitzchak was 100% willing to give himself up as well. Sarah finds out about the Akedah, and what happened? Parcha Nishmasa, she couldn't handle it. It sounds like Sarah was maybe on a lesser Madrega than Avram and Yitzchak. Is that true? Was Sarah not in the Madrega of Avram and Yitzchak? Is that what Chazal are telling us? Avram was willing to do it. Like Kimni says Avram. This is the final Nisai, according to most Rishayim. Yitzchak, lovingly. Sarah, she was too weak. Sarah couldn't handle it. It's very schwer. Besides, we know Sarah's Madregas Anavu was greater than the Madregas Nevuah of Avram and Yitzchak. So what's pshat that Sarah couldn't handle it? So my son Naftali said that mistama the pshat is because Ahava is Mikalkelis as Ashura. At the end of the day, Sarah's giving a mama. And this was her son. And you're taking away my son, and she couldn't handle it. In Cheshbin, Avram is right. The Eibushter came to you, and he told you to do it. And it's impossible. It's hard. Kachnas binchas yichidcha asher ahavto. But Avram Avinu made a logical Cheshbin. This is what the Eibushter wants me to do, so I'm going to do it. Yitzchak was willing to do the same thing. But Sarah is given a mama. A mama is andish. It's different. It's an andere geschäft. When it comes to a mother, there's such a ahava. It's irrational. But the way it is the emotion is so strong that ahava is mekalkelis as ashur. Sarah knew everything Avram and Yitzchak knew. She wasn't any less than Avram and Yitzchak. But Sarah was a Yiddish mama, and at the end of the day, she could not be soivel this. And that's why it all came to an end. Mashalamah Davadayma, when Eli tells Chana that your son Shmuel is going to have to be killed because he was Meir Alocha Befnei Rabbi, so she starts pleading and crying. And what does Eli say? Don't worry about it. Makes a logical cheshbon. I'm going to give you a son. He's going to be a bigger Bal Kishrin, a bigger Lamdin, a bigger Talmud Chacham, a bigger Bal Midas, a bigger Oivir, a Gresser Chusid. Alamailis he's going to have over the first son. And what did she say? Elanara Zeh Hispalalti, and the Marsha, and the Chofetz Chaim Kidu. Everyone tries to understand why Chana wasn't masking. The Teretz is because Chana was a mama. Elanara, this is my child. What do you want from me? I know the Cheshbon. You're right. It's a good Cheshbon. It's a logical Cheshbon. Write it down. It's a beautiful Chiddush. But I don't care. Ahava Mekalkelis as Ashura. Avram and Yitzchak. But a mama is Andish. So I was thinking, maybe that's what's going on over here. You know, the whole idea of Tkiyah Shofar is we're trying to be masker everything. Literally. Rav Sadia Goyin says that when you blow Shofar, it's in every machzer. There's 10 different remazim in Tkiyah Shofar. We talk about Maimon Har Sinai, to the Yom HaDin, to Bias Goyal Tzedek. We literally pull out every single stop. Every single stop, we pull out. But you know we tell the Eibishter at the end? You know we tell the Eibishter? At the end, we're trying. It's the Yom HaDin. It's an Eis Tzara. We understand what's at stake right now. What's at stake is a good gebenched yard. That's what's at stake over here. And we understand that we don't necessarily deserve everything that we have. And as a result, the Eibishter, just like you've always had Rachmanis on us, continue to have Rachmanis on us. And in this Eis Tzara, we come to the Eibishter. You know what we tell him? We tell him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, today you're Melech, every day. Oh, but today's the day of Malchias. Today we say a Melech HaKadosh. We express it. Oh, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're Malkeinu, you're also Avinu. You're also our father. And Eibush is not only our father. Eibush is also our mother. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki ish asher imoy tenachamenu, keino noichi anachemchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, a mother has a unique ability to be Menachem, a child. And says a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to being Menachem, ich bin ish atata, ich bin a mama. And maybe when we blow shofar, we're being masker, sorry, meno. We're being masker, ima de sisra. What we're doing is we're yelling. It's lizaiku lahariya. That's what kiya shofar is. But it's not just lizaiku lahariya. It's the cry of a mother. And what we're doing is we're being ma'orer. We're being ma'orer of us amamis. Whether it was ima de sisra or whether it was sorry, meno, who understood the nesoyin of the akedah and who realized what it was. But at the end of the day, Amam is Amam. And that's when we tell the Eibishter, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're Malkeinu, but you're also Avinu. And that's what the Tkiya Shofar is. And that should be Ma'ira Derachamim, Derachamim of Atata, Derachamim of Ke'ish Asher Imoy Tenachamenu, Keino Noichi Anachamchem. You know, yesterday we mentioned the Brisker Rav, that Maron HaGris said in the world of Lomdis, that Tkiya Shofar is not Stam HaMitzvah, it's a Tefillah. We tell the Eibishter, you shall hear Tkiya Shofar Berachamim, and all the beautiful lomdis that the Brisker Rav said. I think it's more than that. It's not just a tefillah. It's demois. It's a bechiyah. That's what it is. It's a yavava. Read the Targum. Targum says it's a yavava. Vatiyabe vime de sisra. It's bechiyah. It's genochas. What's the difference? What's the nafgamina if it's a tefillah or if it's a bechiyah? It's a big nafgamina. Shari tefillah, sometimes they're open and sometimes they're closed. A bishtari demois is loininanul. And that's really what Tkiya Shofar is. Tkiya Shofar is the ultimate. The ultimate, it's the ultimate of tefillah, but it's a za'aka. It's yelling as loud as you can. And it's not just yelling, it's crying. It's crying as much as you can. But just to end with, I think, a very befitting punchline. And that is, so we spoke so much about the whole idea of Tkiya Shofar. And what's Tkiya Shofar? We blow Shofar, all the different Ramazim. But the Gemara said on Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, maybe the most famous Gemara in the whole Masechta, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Toikin when you're sitting and Toikin when you're standing. So Rabbi Yitzchak said the reason is, Kedei La'arve Vesa Satan. So I saw a Dover Nifla in the Sefer Torah Shlema from Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher. And he says, and this is at the end of a footnote, it's in Parshas Chayesara, if you want to look it up, and it's Perek Chav Gimel, it's at the end of Sif Katan Yud Zayin. He said, Chazal say that we blow Shofar Kedei La'arvev Es HaSatan. Everyone struggles to understand Rashi and Tosfos in the name of the Aruch, we mentioned that flow, all the different Pshatim. What does it mean, Kedei La'arvev Es HaSatan? So he said, Yesh Loimar, the Satan tried so hard. He tried so hard. Maybe he never tried so hard to do anything as he did what? To get Avram Avinu to stop the Akedah. In fact, he said it himself. Chora apoy shel ha-satan. Where do you find Lashonis like this? He was so upset. He writes, She'rosh lo yosa biyodei taivas libay. He tried so hard. He tried so hard to make something happen. But what happened? Lamaisi wasn't matzlich. So then he said, I have a last shot. You know what my last shot is? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell Sarah what happened. And you know what's going to happen? Sarah's going to start crying and she's going to die. And what's going to happen then, it's going to be a gewaldige kitrug, because that's going to cause a tremendous kitrug for Klal Yisrael. Because Avram Avinu is going to come home and he's going to realize that this whole Nisayon of the Akedah really ended up with him losing his wife, and he's going to have Charata, all the different Svaris that the Svarim HaKadoshim say, how the Satan thought that was going to put an end to it. But the bottom line is, this was the Satan's final card that he was holding in his pocket, and he was waiting for the end. This is what he's going to do. So he pulls out this card and he goes to Sarah, and what does he tell Sarah? You know, your husband who's a zaken took your child Yitzchak and he killed him. And you know what happened? Exactly what he thought was going to happen. Bachza, v'goncha, v'yavava, v'atiyavev, literally. And porcha nishmasa. And that's it. The Sultan got everything he wanted. Boom, he nailed it. But you know what ended up happening? That Bechia of Sari Menu ended up being the biggest schus we have. Because there's no schus like we have, like Tkiya Shofar. And the ganze Tkiya Shofar, as if it's a state in Abu Dram, Kimavur Besvar Makdoshim, it's because it happened on Rosh Hashanah. And not only did the Sultan not accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, but this backfired like anything ever back. Those cries are the cries that we invoke every single year on Rosh Hashanah. That's exactly what we invoke. Kadosh Baruch Hu, remember us as our mama. And those are the cries that we invoke. So the Sultan realized, I don't even know at this point what I'm supposed to do. Here he had his, this was it. It was done. He was made in the shade. He figured it out. And what happened? It ended up backfiring. We blow shofar. We show the Sultan. You think you have it all figured out? Just stay home. Because he realizes, you know what? He gives up. This was his move. He was ready for this. The yid, what? You're blowing shofar again? Come again? To remember the schus of Sari Menu Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He says, that's Ma'arv of the Sultan. And on that note, Hadron Allah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah.